to his grandfather. Maybe the grandfather can pay for the nurse. I expect the old boy's rolling in money.
That only happens in books, Peter.
I wish you were writing the book of our lives, Mother. Then Jim's leg would get better tomorrow, and Father would be home soon.
Do you miss your father very much?
Awfully.
Well, maybe, if we're lucky, we're all in a book that God's writing. Then everything will work out for the best.
Shall I post those letters for you, Mother?
Please, darling.
Oh, cheer up! We're bound to have Jim for 2 or 3 weeks, yes.
Mother, why do we have to polish the brass candlestick?
In honour of Jim's visitor. It'll cheer him up to see a pair of gleaming candlesticks.
May we visit Jim this morning?
Not until you've tidied the sitting room. That'll be the doctor. I'll go and keep this door shut. Phyllis is too grubby for civilised eyes.
But Dr. Forrest came yesterday.
That's because Jim needs a lot of attention at the moment. That's not Dr. Forrest.
Perhaps. Dr. Forrest has been attacked by highwaymen, and this is the man he's sent for to take his place.
Maybe the doctor's fallen down in a fit, and the man on the stairs has been sent to break the news to Mother.
Nonsense. Mother wouldn't have sent a messenger into Jim's bedroom.
Hang on, Mother's coming back.
Bobby, Jim's grandfather has come.
So soon.
Go and wash your hands and faces, and then you can see him. He wants to see you.
Pour out the hot water. This polish has made my face as black as Perks' hat.
Come in, children. I'd like you to meet Jim's grandfather.
Well, I never. Look who it is.
It's our own old gentleman.
Oh, it's you. How do you do?
Hello, children.
I'm so awfully glad it's you. When you think of all the old gentlemen there are in the world, it might have been almost anyone.
I suppose you've come to take Jim away.
Oh, not quite yet. Your mother has kindly consented to give up writing for a while to become matron of my hospital.
Oh, shall we have to go away from the three chimneys and the railway and everything?
No, darling.
The hospital is right here, and my unlucky grandson is the only patient. Your mother will be matron, and I shall employ a staff of a housemaid and a cook.
What about Mother's writing?
Who knows? Perhaps something nice may happen, and she won't have to go on writing.
I love my writing.
Of course you do. I'm not going to interfere, but one never knows. Very wonderful and beautiful things do happen, don't they? Indeed, we live most of our lives in the hope of them.
Thank you for letting Jim stay, sir.
Thank you, Free, for rescuing him. Now, will Bobby do me the honour of walking me to the gate?
Oh, yes. Anything.
I know I always seem to be writing and asking you for things.
Now, don't apologize, Roberta. This time your letter wasn't needed. When I read about your father's case at the time, I had my doubts. Ever since I've known you, I've been trying to find out things.
So we may hope.
We may. But it shall be our secret a little longer.
And you don't think Father did it?
My dear, I'm perfectly certain he didn't.
Life at the Three Chimneys was never quite the same after the old gentleman's visit. We had a cook and a housemaid, which meant Mother was free to give us lessons.